This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these ghosts.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, handsome, I got you. Here we go. What's up, Al? How are you?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So, you know, we do a lot of driving because we live further out than, well, we just, anybody really in this area. If you actually go into an office, you know, the commutes are longer in this area,
sure.
Which means you and I get more gas than usual, you know. So I feel like I'm always getting gas. Like, I'm getting gas, like, every 3 days.
Well, you also live another 30 minutes further south than me. I remember those days when I lived in Brick.
I'm like 120, 130 miles a day.
All right, I'm 76.
Okay. So, like, I'm going, like, every three or four days, like, it's twice a week. But this pumping, how in New Jersey you can't pump your own gas.
Oh, it's mind-numbing.
It is driving me insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should not be on my brain, like, oh, I can't believe I got to stop and get gas.
Yeah, I know. And you got to wait for some guy to hope he's awake, number one.
Right.
Number two, hope he's in the mood to actually do it. And number three, hope there's not four other cars there.
Right, because in New Jersey, now there are some places that do an outstanding job where there's a person working for every island.
Mm-hmm.
But for most cases, and maybe it's the time of day I'm going like at noon when I get home from my work. You know, it's like one person working. They're super slow.
Mm-hmm.
They're always... Who they're talking to on their earpiece phone.
It's constant, I know.
It's got to be another gas station person, because who else has the time to be on the phone all day with these guys? It just takes forever.
Yes, it does. It's become a process.
Yeah. And, you know, I put this out there yesterday on, I did a Twitter poll in the afternoon.
Okay.
That if you live in New Jersey, if you had the option to pump your own gas, would you do that most of the time?
Okay. Can I guess?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 80-20 yes.
59-41 yes.
41% of the people who responded don't want to do it?
Yeah. They're like, screw that, man. You know, sometimes the weather's bad. Sometimes it's cold. I don't want to put my hand on the nozzle. I don't want to smell like gasoline. Hmm. There's a million things.
Wow. That actually surprises me.
Me too.
I
can't stand it. And I was always going to this one right in my town. And the guy is so slow.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? On my way home yesterday, I go, there's a mobile station on my way home that never looks busy. I said, I'll stop by there. Pull into the mobile. The guy is on the phone with somebody. I tell him, fill regular. Ch-ch-ch. I glance over it, and I'm over $50. I'm like, I have a small car. He punched in the middle gas, 89.
Yeah, plus.
Plus. It was an extra almost $9.
Yeah.
I go, dude, you put the wrong gas. And he goes, oh, sorry, bro. Okay.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I can do about it.
The only time I ever won that was because they gave you the gas. It is what it is. And it's, you know what? You didn't catch it on time because you got to stop it. The only time I ever won that was when I know my car is 10 gallons. I know that. So when I see that gas, let's just, for math's sake, it's $30. I know a $3 a gallon. It's going to be $30. One time I looked over and it was at 36 and still going. And I saw it was on 87. I saw it was regular. Like, what the hell? And he was nowhere to be found. So I got out to stop it. I get out. He didn't have the pump all the way in, and it was flowing out.
Oh.
So I stopped it at 38, and the guy comes over. I'm like, dude. He's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, here's $30. I'm like, I have a 10-gallon tank. You just spilled $8 of gas, and it was all there. And he's like, I'm sorry. And that was it. But other than that, if the gas is in the car, you got screwed.
Yeah, I got screwed.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. And when I used to drive for Columbia, not for the team. I used to drive myself to games. I couldn't wait to get into Pennsylvania or up into wherever we were going, where it was self-serve. It was tremendous.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about anything.
Now we are legitimately the last place in the country.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oregon was the other one, but last year they did self-serve. Like, give me the option.
I agree.
I would actually pay more to pump my own gas.
So would I. If you told me it was an extra 20 cents a gallon for a self-serve island and you wanted to leave the full serve at the lower price, done.
Yep.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's just so frustrating that the amount of time it takes to get gas is silly.
Kind of like I would pay more to use the overhead bin on a plane, knowing it will be available because not everybody wants to spend that extra money.
Yes.
They'll put it for free. But they don't do that either.
We are willing to pay for convenience.
Yes, we are. And that's not a New Jersey thing. That's an airline thing. But, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, anytime I bring this up, Gina thinks, like, the power of the podcast is going to get, Jerry, get this, legislation changed in New Jersey. She's like, I don't want to pump my own gas. You and Jerry got to stop talking about that. Don't bring it up on the show.
Oh, she doesn't want to pump gas.
No.
Oh, she likes it. Okay.
She loves that you could just pull in and...
Yeah, no, I think it's for the birds.
For the birds.
I don't understand it. Never did.
I also had a lot of people reach out to me and said, oh, you know, you could just get out and pump it yourself. Most of the guys don't care.
Most of them don't. But if you come across one that does, you're going to have a fight on your hands.
Not only that, a lot of the gas stations I go to, they have to slide their card in first. This is what part of the process.
That is true.
They slide their employee card in. Then they slide my credit card in. Some of them, you ever get gas right outside the Holland Tunnel here? They ask for your zip code.
Yes, to verify the card.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a whole process.
I think because it's a high theft area, perhaps. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah. I don't know. The older school gas stations, though, will not, like the Wawa's and the Quick Checks, they'll have to put their card in.
They do.
But the older school stations, probably not. Like an old Mobile or an old Exxon. You're probably good.
Yeah.
You can probably get out and just pump your own gas.
See, the Wawa near me, I believe they do have a person for every pump. But it is gigantic.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm going to crash every time I go in the parking lot. It's just chaos.
Yeah. Wawa's and the Quick Checks, they have a lot of pumps, but there are too many pumps.
Too many pumps. Yeah. Too many people racing in and out, trying to get their coffee run in. It's too much for me.
I agree. And then the Costco fuel is ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
To save 9 cents a gallon?
Right.
Guys, what are we doing?
You're going to wait in line like it's 1978 when I was a child.
Or I was going to say after Superstorm Sandy, where we were waiting on line for gas, too.
Right.
That's another thing.
Yeah, not doing that.
Nope. I agree.
Frustrating.
Not to save 9 cents a gallon. Not that important.
And no matter what time you go by that Costco gas station, packed.
And by the way, those are the same people that probably just left Costco that spent $400 on crap for 12 items.
Right. We definitely need this gigantic wheel of cheese.
Let's save 90 cents on gas.
This is nuts. My father used to love to find the cheapest gas.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. He would like keep a pad.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He would love to like, I don't know. I guess it was just part of the like trying to get one over on the man if you get the cheapest gas, even though you're going out of your way.
And wasting gas by trying to find the cheapest gas.
Then I had people reaching out to me going, you know, in these other places where you can pump your own gas, a lot of cars get stolen because when you're pumping, the people jump in and steal
your car.
Define a lot. I don't know.
Three.
Yeah, I said, well, then how about this? I would get out, take my key with me,
and lock
my door.
I always take my key. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Always take your keys with you. I saw a great, it was a Jeep. It was a, you know, the back spare wheel is on the back of a
yeah.
Jeep. So the Jeep cover is always cool. Sometimes it's nothing more than a black cover. Sometimes it's a, you know, it can be something witty.
A hilarious saying.
This said anti-millennial security device, or I'm sorry, not device, automobile or vehicle. That's what it was. And it had the diagram of a 5-speed. I've actually thought of that here in New York. Like when I've parked my car and you think, if anyone ever stole my car, could they even drive it?
Yeah.
Since I have the 5-speed. And I don't know. I'm sure some could. I bet you most wouldn't. They'd be grinding that 5-speed down.
They'd be stalling.
And
wouldn't even know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you would need a veteran aged
yes.
Thief. You'd need a thief in his late 40s, early 50s.
That knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And even with that, not so simple, because it takes you a few minutes in these new cars to figure out how to reverse
right.
with these.
It's not the same.
No. I mean, hell, I've gone to, as you know, it's been kind of cool when I pull up at a golf course, say, where they have a valet. And when you play with Boomer, sometimes that does happen. And the guy gets in and he goes, yeah, do you want to just put it right here? It'll be here when you're done. Because they don't know how to drive it.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. Like, that's perfect for me.
Hmm.
Very funny.
I might need to get a stick shift just for that reason.
I love the 5-speed, man. I really do. And I, you know, I sit there and as we've discussed, as my car is now at 230,000 miles,
wow.
I think.
Wow.
No. I'm sorry. Not 230. That's when I said we're going to start looking for another car. I'm at 1.6. I forget what the number is. Whatever. My point is I start looking. I'm thinking in another year, maybe. I got to start really thinking about it. There are no options for a 5-speed. I say right. I love the Prius. There's no 5-speed in the Prius. It's just you got to find something that's old.
Yes. Yeah.
I already have something that's old.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It is weird that it's hard. Even things that used to not even give you the option, like the Jeeps that wasn't an option.
That was standard.
Yeah, and most of the pickup trucks were all stick shift.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah. And like sports cars, like the idea that you like, I remember that used to like annoy my father, the fact that like that somebody could buy a Porsche
mm-hmm.
with an automatic. He's like, that's not the point of getting a Porsche is because you drive the Porsche with the stick shift.
Right. If I ever got a Mustang, I want the 5s. I want a 6-speed.
Yeah.
I don't want an automatic.
Right.
You know, now I had a Camaro, but it was my first car. I didn't have to drive a 5-speed. That wasn't automatic.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, would have been better with a 5-speed.
Right.
But I didn't know how to drive it.
Until sometimes you need to be like, I bought a car, a pickup truck that was 5-speed and I didn't know how to drive it.
Well, yeah, that's what I did.
Right. Then
with
you
the
have
Jeep.
Real motivation to figure it out.
Yeah, because I couldn't drive anything else. Yeah. So I had nothing else. That's when I dropped the plow on the parkway by mistake. Doing 60 miles an hour.
That must have been some spark.
Oh, it was some bang, too. I got news for you.
Hmm.
It was loud.
Now, you wanted me to remind you of something, Jerry. You said YouTube or something.
So this was interesting. So as you know, my younger son is hooked on golf, and he watches this Bob Does Sports religiously, even more so, I think, now than Gio does. And so a new one came out last week, and it was on his list. And he's like, he actually said to me yesterday, he goes, I thought you'd be interested in this because I know you and Mom saw him. I'm like, what? He goes, some guy named Sebastian. I'm like, who? So it was Sebastian Maniscalco played with them. I'm like, I'll watch that. Absolutely. So whatever. It's not the point of the show. That's not my point. In the middle of it, Sebastian Maniscalco asks the guy, Bob, who basically runs that's his thing. Like he said, when I go to a show, I know it's popular before I get there because I see tickets are sold out and I see tickets on the secondary market. He goes, so for me, it's easy. Now it's up to me to perform and do a good job and keep them to wanting to come back. He goes, clearly you guys have gotten an audience and people are coming back. He goes, but how did you know you were doing well? Like, was there a point where all of a sudden it clicked and he started laughing? He goes, oh, there was a point. He goes, we were pumping videos out and weren't doing so great. And then all of a sudden there was one video where he told his playing partner that he was taking him to Torrey Pines, which is prestigious as one of the best public courses you can play in the country. And he woke him up at 4:30 in the morning. The guy fell asleep in the car. And when he woke up, he was in the parking lot of a 1-star rated golf course. And it was brutal. And he flipped out. And the whole time they're playing, he's yelling at him and cursing at him. He goes, that episode, for whatever reason, caught someone's attention and somehow it got moved around and however the algorithms worked. And from that point forward, we've never done less than this amount of viewers and we've made money ever since. But it was a grind. It was a grind. It was, and then bam, it was the one episode that clicked with somebody that somehow passed it around.
And I think that's what they say about people that are doing stuff on YouTube and how that get very popular. How do they do? And they all talk about you have to just keep putting stuff keep out there and hope one of them hits and then your other stuff will be looked at.
Yep. And then,
Well, one of the things I don't understand, like there are a couple things that I subscribe to on YouTube. Not a lot, but a handful of things. And one of them is that Bobby Approves guy, right?
Yeah.
But I just say this just on, let me Flave City, he's called. I just wanted to look at, like, the amount of subscribers someone has.
Yeah.
And then the amount of videos their videos get. Okay. So, Bobby Parrish is the Flave City guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. He has on YouTube 5.26 million subscribers.
Wow.
This is an enormous number.
I didn't know it was that big. Wow.
But when you look at his videos, 114,000 views out of...
And a 5 million subscribers?
5.2 million subscribers. He's got, you know, 140,000, 200,000. Me too.
That would tell me that a lot of people have subscribed and forgotten about me.
Right.
And aren't interested anymore. That is a bad percentage.
There's a handful of them that have a lot, but the majority of them, like if you look at like the latest videos, like here's a video. This video has been up 10 days, 147,000. 2 weeks, video's got 193,000. So somebody, if you get 10,000 followers on YouTube, what is your amount that you're getting actually viewing your videos?
Based on that, nothing. 500 views?
Really weird.
Because 100,000 out of 5 million?
Yeah.
So that would be like 1 over 50. That's like 0.5%.
Yeah, it's wild. I don't understand.
That's a bad conversion rate.
And I wonder how, like, yeah, when you look at the popular ones, what their conversion, like, what's Mr. Beast's conversion rate?
I don't know, but now you're talking about a guy that's in the hundreds of millions of subscribers.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
Is it a similar math equation for these folks?
I don't know. I mean, I can do that very quickly, too, for you, because I can put up Mr. Beast. I mean, he comes right up. It's amazing.
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast. So Mr. Beast right now has 247 million subscribers. And his, let's see here. 3 weeks ago, he posted a video that got 147 million views. That's a high.
That's
is
50% of his people.
It's more than that. 147 over 247.
Yeah.
That's 60%. Let's see here. Here's one from, that's 4 years ago. That doesn't count. I'm trying to come up with something that's recent. But I tell you, some of these views, oh my God, one from 4 years ago, 380 million views. Oh my God. So.
Aren't there only like 330 million people in the United States?
If you remember watching, I don't know if you ever watched it on him.
I did.
His are worldwide.
Yeah.
And he has translators and they do all sorts of different things to make sure that people get it. All right. So it looks like his latest video, if I'm looking at this right, his latest video was 3 days ago, 174 million. My eyes are bad. I think that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking at this Bobby Approved ones.
Yeah.
And I typed in his most popular ones.
Okay.
So his most popular one has 10 million views.
Yeah.
Then it goes down to 3.9 million. Man.
So Mr. Beast's most popular one has 910 million views.
Oh, he's almost at a billion views, Jerry.
Yeah, and then it goes to 590, then 410. And then a lot of them in the 300 millions. Think about that. That is so many people.
Well, it's weird even like when we look at, and the Twitter algorithms are a mess. You know, like if you're not in the algorithms, like we'll look at, you know, what FAN has as far as like however many followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then what do the video views get? And they're not even close to the.
No.
It's so the way, and the problem with these things is that these companies like YouTube and Twitter, they'll decide, oh, we're changing the algorithms. Then maybe you were popular on there.
And now all of a sudden you're not.
Yeah, all of a sudden we can't find you. Because it's not that your people won't find you. It's about growing your audience. Like, when will the next group of people find you?
Mm-hmm. And will they?
Yeah.
Not only when, will they?
Yeah, I was looking at statistics for this very podcast, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so confused by them. Because without giving away the numbers, which I'm sure someone would yell at me for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
If you look at the, I don't know if you ever look at the charts and graphs they send us.
Yeah. I don't understand some of them.
Today I really looked at it like I want to understand this. And to me, I feel like this podcast, it's out Monday through Friday. It's not relying on guests, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I mean that in a way like there shouldn't be a huge variant as to how many listeners we have a day. Because it's not like you're like, oh, you had Joe Klecko on, we're not interested in Joe mm-hmm. Klecko, not or oh, you had Joe Rogan on your podcast, now you've got all these, like, it's pretty even. But according to the statistics, it looks like a large amount of people listen to a couple episodes a month as opposed to a small amount of people listening to all the podcasts.
Really?
Which doesn't make sense to me.
No, that doesn't make sense to me either.
At all.
Usually, if you like something, usually listen to it. I'm not saying daily, but you listen to it more often than not.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I always worried about doing a podcast that was guest-oriented, because I think then you look and you go, oh, I'm not interested in this person. Even if it was an interesting conversation, there's so much to choose from.
I'm a very good example of that.
Yeah.
If I see a guest that I'm not interested in, I don't even bother.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but that's me.
Because there's too many other things.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I don't really try real hard. If I like, there are a couple of podcasts I like, and if I don't like the guest or the topic, I actually just listen to the radio. I mean, that's just
I remember even listening when Howard Stern was dominant on the regular radio, and I remember there were times where I would put it on, I'd be like, "Oh, he's going to talk to Roseanne Barr." Mm-hmm. I have no interest.
And then you're locked in,
and I go elsewhere, and I get bored, and I go, "Oh, I guess I'll go back to this," and then it turns out really great.
Mm-hmm. You know why? Because you love Howard Stern, and he brings out what you want to hear out of the guests.
I guess so, yeah. And that's happened even with Joe Rogan, where it's like, there's a bunch of different podcasts I listen to, but if I've listened to them all on my commute, and I don't have any, And there's a Joe Rogan one sitting there. And I'm like, I guess I'll listen to this. And then they turn out to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Then have you ever had the opposite happen?
When you're very excited for a guest and it stinks?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That is the worst.
That is frustrating. That is beyond frustrating. I agree with you. Yeah.
I've had that with the Marc Maron podcast sometimes where I was like, oh, man, this is going to be great. And a lot of times he would do in his podcast, he would go chronological. Yeah, how'd you grow up? How'd you get into this? Then you did this.
Right.
And there'd be a guest where I was like, oh, I can't wait to. And then he doesn't do that for this guest.
Really?
I'm like, oh.
It throws you off.
Throws me off.
Yeah. Yeah, listening habits are odd.
Yes.
And I really don't think there's an exact science to it.
Yeah.
As much as we try. Everybody's different.
And people subscribe to things and download things that they never end up getting to.
Absolutely.
Right.
That they don't listen to. I'm guilty of that too. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
that's what I do like about YouTube when you do subscribe to a channel.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget that I subscribe to something and it pops up because I'm a subscriber. I'll watch that. Otherwise I forget about it. You know?
Yeah, but have you done even with Netflix where you put something on your list?
I don't have a list.
Oh, okay. See, I'll have a list.
Okay.
And then that thing will just sit on my list for weeks. I'm like, I know I'm not going to watch this. I should get this off my list. Because I've had opportunities. And I haven't. But at some point I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting.
That's kind of like putting a song, like liking a song on Spotify, even though you're really like, I don't know. And then it comes up in rotation like, no, skip. Yeah. Why did I ever put that there?
Yeah. Why is this on my list?
Not interested. I know.
Yeah.
It's about
our
the same
tastes
thing.
Change.
Yeah.
They go around.
You ain't kidding.
You ain't kidding, Jerry.
You ain't kidding.
All right, Jerry, I've got to go to the dentist today.
That's never fun.
Yeah, just a checkup, but I don't know. I always feel awkward.
But you're related
there.
To your dentist.
Yeah. Well, he's my brother-in-law.
Right. So he's not going to screw you.
Well, but in this situation, like somebody else will clean my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Then he pops in at the end, looks at my x-rays. Goes say
but he's not going to do anything unnecessary to you.
No, he was not.
I feel like, and I'm not saying this is the case, but I do feel like in this day and age, they do whatever they want.
Yeah.
We got to do this filling, that filling, this. I never had an issue with my teeth ever until I started going to this new place, which I love. I do. But it's like every time I go, like, you got to come back for this. Why? Nothing's bothering me. I feel fine. The place my kids went to, they put braces on my older son. They were supposed to be on for 5 years. 2 years in, he had his seizure, and in the hospital, they had to get them off because they had to do testing, and they couldn't have them. They took the braces off in the hospital with pliers and did what they had to do. And it's like, I said to the doctor, I'm like, his teeth are going to have to go back and get those braces put back on. And Matthew's like, I ain't getting them back on. And the doctor goes, well, his teeth look fine. We bring it back to the dentist. They're like, yeah, no, you're good. But if that didn't happen, we would have kept going every 4 or 5 months to be checked. They would have said, oh, everything's coming along great. And they would have kept them on for 5 years. Meantime, my younger son goes 6 months ago, like, yeah, we're going to do braces, we think. We'll give you the number of the plumber. I didn't agree to do braces. Time out. So I brought him somewhere else. They looked at his teeth. They're like, braces. It's fine. You don't need braces. Like, oh, so I was just going to spend $6,000 to put wires on my kid's teeth for what? And they make it like they're making the decision.
Yeah.
Hey, go F yourself. No, I'm going somewhere else for a second opinion.
Right. Second and third opinion.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. I had all these, like, my dental work that if I ever need anything done now, it's replacing old fillings.
Okay.
Because for whatever reason, when I was a kid, I was like, and my dentist said this of himself as well. He said, I think we both went to aggressive dentists.
Hmm.
Like, that even if there was, like, sometimes when I'm at the dentist, he'll go, let's put a watch on.
Yeah.
And he's got a tooth number.
That's what my dentist does now. She's great.
Yeah, put a watch on it. He believes that when he was a patient as a kid and when I was a kid, that those dentists were like, well, we'll fill that. Like, that could turn into a cavity. Let's fill it.
So let's take care of it. We'll bill you more.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Instead of, like, let's wait and see how this. Or, you know what? Give me a heads up. Like, oh, bottom left is it? I'm going to be extra diligent bottom left.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think that's a lot of what it is.
Yeah.
And these bigger places now that have bigger rents, they're not like the mom and pop places. Man, they're going to bill you for anything they can.
Jerry, can I sue my former aggressive dentist from when I was a child.
Give it a
try.
Why not?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah. Well, if probably you figure dead. That out, then try.
He's probably passed, Jerry.
Oh, sorry.
All right, let's do the warm-up show, because that was pretty good. So?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.